عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته، جزاكم الله خيرا وبارك الله فيكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. We continue with the discussion of this great Sahabi رضي الله عنه and how he came to the truth. Shepherd has to tend to his flock, see to his animals, wait for them, protect them. There's so many lessons. That's why we learn Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam were trained by Allah Ta'ala through shepherding, through gotherding. Anyway, Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu anhu, the son of Hazrat Ummu Abd radiallahu anha, he one day says that there were these two men. They were middle-aged and they were approaching me, and they both then came right by me and spoke to me. I didn't know who they were, but they asked me certain questions, and among the questions, they asked for some milk. But I politely said to them that, you know what, I am just an employee. This flock doesn't belong to me. I haven't taken permission from the owner to give anybody. But obviously, Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud, in a sorrowful manner, couldn't give them. This was his honesty and integrity. And what you and I learn from here, when a man is doing his job well and he's loyal to his employment, you and I shouldn't get upset. We should actually applaud him. Even if it's a policeman doing his trafficking duties, if he's doing his duty well, you know, applaud him. Say, you know what, we need people like you. And at this juncture, we have to remember our South Africa, subhanallah, subhanallah. From all the countries of the world, Allah has selected our country to stand up for the people of Palestine, for the people of Gaza. Allahu Akbar. In other countries, alhamdulillah, the masses have stood up. But here, all round, alhamdulillah, Allah's fadl, Allah's karam, Allah has blessed and given South Africa tawfiq to stand up for Allah's sake, for the oppressed and suppressed people. This court case that's taking place in Hague, every one of us should play our part in dua, in turning to Allah, in charity, in changing our lives, in showing character, in showing appreciation. Alhamdulillah. Let's look at the good. Let's appreciate this bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala can make this a means of the hidayat of the people of our country. What an amazing feat that Allah ta'ala is giving this tawfiq to take, subhanallah, a tyrant to court, the tyrant country to court, a tyrannical ruler that are suppressing and oppressing our people for decades. Allah has given South Africa, subhanallah, analyze the Muslim community of South Africa. How few and minimal are we, but how Allah has blessed us to serve Allah's deen. Just a few days ago, I was in one place after Limpopo. So in one morning, just sitting outside making tilawat, making some dhikrullah, and there's some staff coming in to that resort. And this is in the wilderness. So I approach them and ask them for a few minutes, for 3 or 4 minutes of their time, to introduce Allah to them. And subhanallah, they listened. And by the time I finished that discussion, which was 3 or 4 minutes, there were 40 people. And Allah made it that I just met them as they were entering that resort. So I spoke to all of them, and every one of them were interested. And then my brother had got Maulana Anwar Bismillah Sahib's kitab translated in Venda. So I had that kitab also with. So some of them wanted the Venda translation, and others wanted something in English, and we made that available to them. And as we were there, we were with some relatives, so I saw some Africana youth. So I told them, come join us, whether it was ikram, whether it was some meat, or whether it was some recreation. I invited these youth, and they joined us. And afterwards, one of them asked me, but you know what, I notice you greet everybody. So I said, see, when you love Almighty God, you must show kindness to His creation. And this youngster says, you know, this has inspired me. Just the other day, a friend of mine, Haji Yusuf, mentioned to me his close relationship with one of the politicians. I said, okay, let's invite him to Islam. So he invited him over. We had some coffee with him. And we had a
A discussion. It was a two-hour discussion where we invited him to Islam. We told him about the miracles of the Quran. We mentioned to him about the life of Hazrat Umar and what and the beauty of the policy of politics in Islam, how the approachability, the justice, the integrity, the verses of the Quran concerning justice. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu's nightly patrols, how anyone could approach Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. At the end of the discussion, this man was so inspired. And when we hugged at the end, he actually said to his right-hand man there that when we gifted him the Qur'an Kareem translation in Zulu and we then mentioned to him that your English is so good, we brought you one in English as well. He actually said that, you know, I know so many Muslims, but this is the first time I'm receiving such a special gift, meaning the first time I'm receiving the Qur'an. And he was so inspired, even from the message he sent thereafter. So all it takes is, without any ulterior motive, invite people. Invite people. Here Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud refuses to give them milk, but they commend him and say that, you know, it's so good that you're loyal to your duty and to your employment. Then the one of them asked Abdullah bin Mas'ud, because he narrates the story, that can you allow us a little goat that obviously cannot bear milk, it hasn't been ridden upon, a little goat. So obviously he grabs one and shows them. And then he says, the one of them touched the other, and to my utter consternation, I was shocked to see the other expand to such an extent that then it started gushing with milk. He asked for a bowl. He filled it. And the report is, subhanallah, so amazing that they shared with him at the end. This youngster was shocked. He says to them that, please, علمني من هذا القول الذي كنت تقوله. Can you also teach me what you say? Because I saw him say something, the other expanded, it gushed with milk, we drank till our fill. At the end, he actually then commanded the other to return to its original state, in قبض, and it kept on shrinking until it was exactly as it was when he began. So when I asked him, can you please teach me? He said to me, that young man, innaka ghulamun muhallamun, you know so much. In another report he said, yarhamuka Allah, innaka ghuliyyimun muhallamun. May Allah bless you and shower His mercies upon you. You're such a talented youngster who knows much already. What you and I learn is, here the young man is applauded for his loyalty to his employment. And this is the beauty of Islam. This is what deen teaches us. That notice and see the talents in people and help them enhance and give back to our community and our society just for Allah's sake. To leave a legacy. This is what the Quran Kareem teaches us. Prioritize Allah and leave a legacy, because that is what will come with us. It carries on thereafter. وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَارَهُمْ. This is in Surah Yasin. We write down what they send forth to the Akhirah, what they invest for in the Akhirah. And قَدَّمُ also means when they prioritize my deen. What they take as their priority is also written down. Many a time we serve Allah's deen, but then when other duties come, we always neglect Allah's deen. Yeah, it's also written, what is priority in their life? What is on the top of the list? مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَارَهُمْ, and their footprints and their steps in Allah's way. آثَارَهُمْ, and that's the next story in the Qur'an Kareem, also alludes to this meaning, where the man, Habib Najjar, subhanallah, took those steps in helping Allah's Anbiya alayhim as-salam when they were oppressed by his community. And he said to them, O my people, اتبعوا من لا يسألكم أجرا وهم مهتدون. These are Allah's people who have come to you to help you, to benefit you, to guide you. They ask you for nothing in return. They just want to serve you and help you. And he undertook this challenge and went to them to guide his people. And then they threatened him that, you are also following their way. We will show you. He said, how can I not? Wamali ala a'bud. How can I not worship the Allah who made me and manufactured me and created me? Fatarani And he made you. وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ And to him alone you are going to be returned. And I am also going to return. So he gave them dawat in that. And then they killed him. The Quran Kareem mentions him, how he will be treated on judgment day with such izzat and ikram that he is given jannah. قِيلَ ادْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ And even in jannah, he's yearning for his people. يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِي يَعْلَمُونَ How I wish my people only know my state of honor and pleasure. بِمَا غَفَرَ لِي رَبِّي How my Rabb has made my maghfirah وَجَعْلَنِي مِنَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ And how my Rabb has made my ikram, my maghfirah and my ikram. بِمَا غَفَرَ لِي رَبِّي وَجَعْلَنِي مِنَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ سُبْحَانَ So atharahum are those footprints to help Allah's deen, to assist humanity, to leave a legacy, to make a difference.
Inshallah, we'll continue with the discussion with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil ummi bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimeen.